We have some amazing names from Shakespeare and Company to drop on you. Are you ready?
Always.
Tartuffe and King Lear.
Ah, those are impressive names. But what about Olivia Dukakis and Richard Dreyfuss?
Be they legends of stage or screen or legends of the page brought to the stage and screen, Shakespeare and Company has got them. Here now to tell us more, Shakespeare and Company's artistic director, Tony Simotas, and their communications director, Elizabeth Aspenleader.
Yeah, but you know, Elizabeth is also an actress, of course, and is performing in Shakespeare and Company's production of Mark Roberts' Parasite Drag, directed by Stephen Rothman.
And Tony is directing The Tale of the Allergist's Wife, currently running, and The Tempest, opening on July 19th. It is a great pleasure to have both Elizabeth and Tony all around us here on the roundtable. Thank
yes,
you very much for being with us.
We're all around
you. Great,
yes,
great pleasure to have you. Well, so you've had a hell of a couple of weeks, haven't you?
We have. This has been an extraordinary time for Shakespeare and Company because not only do we have our season just in full gear, but we just celebrated our 35th anniversary season. When we had Olympia on stage, we had John Douglas Thompson, Obie Award winner, as well as Obie Award winning actor Rocco Sisto, and just a whole host of people. And the governor has been here, past governor Michael Dukakis, and as well as Richard Dreyfuss has been here as well. So it's been an extraordinary time for Shakespeare and Company, and we're really excited about not only what we're doing outside of the stage, but also on stage as well.
I want to compliment you guys, because as much as anybody in the Berkshires, you have been so giving of the theater and of the grounds and sharing with the rest of our community that it's been really heartwarming to watch the way you do that. You really have become central to what goes on in the Berkshires.
Well, that was really my plan, Alan, when I took over as the AD, was that a lot of times people thought of Shakespeare and Company when we were down at the Mount. It was almost like you're in Brooklyn. You're not really in Manhattan. You're across, you know, you're in the woods. And it was really important to me that people recognized that our 33 acres is really part of the downtown of Lenox. It's part of the historical Lenox. So I really tried to make Shakespeare and Company be really a true fabric of the community, whether it's the car shows, whether it's, you know, working for with soccer groups, you know, or lacrosse groups, yoga, farmers market, whatever we can do to help, you know, this town and the Berkshires. That's what we're here.
But you are a remarkable story yourself. I have to say, I mean, you've had some real tests. You had cancer. You've beaten it, or
thank you.
It certainly
yes,
looks
I
that way.
Thank you. Yes, yes, I am. I'm cancer free.
You had to take over a thriving organization from somebody with an international name, and you've done that. What else is on your plate?
Well, one of the things is, of course, you know, we've renamed the Founders Theater in honor of Tina Packer, sure, and her. And the founding of this company. So now we have the Tina Packer Playhouse. And it is true. I mean, Tina is such an incredible, indomitable force to take over it, you know, in a very difficult time. The economics were really extraordinary, a tsunami of debt. And this board, our overseers, the company, the community has supported us that now we're basically, you know, have our bills are not, I just to say this for the community, they're not all, the money is not in the bank and to be paid immediately, but the
things notes, are looking good.
It's still looking good. Yes, we have the money in place now to cover the debt of this company for the first time really ever.
And how'd you do that?
Well, I tell you, Michael Miller and
Richard Mescon,
our board chair, have really worked with our donors as well as our board, and to raise the money in a kind of silent campaign. And of course, we couldn't have done it without Elaine Bernstein and her.
What a lady. What a wonderful book.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And Sal Schwartz.
Fantastic.
They
Fantastic.
Just did everything to make sure that in the darkest days that we stayed afloat. And it was my job to continue to shift the culture that was just being kind of given to us in the way that we were really at odds with our lender and some of our vendors, etc. And I just wanted to let everybody know we were going to pay them back, that we were not looking to, you know, have them take a haircut, that we were there to support them and to make sure that we did things better in terms of our business. And that's what we've seen is the stage performances have remained strong artistically and that we've really got our financial house in order.
One of the most incredible things, I think, and you know, this is one of those things that you can't go out to the store and buy, But when you talk to people about Shakespeare and Company, whether they were there 10 years ago or two months ago, it's so incredible of how loyal and how long. Well, just look, I mean, at you. Was that, how long have you been with the company?
I came for a weekend to show, and this was 18 years
ago. And here you are.
Here I am.
But I mean, that says a lot about the organization, that you're here, you're around, and people keep on coming back. That there's a loyalty, and I would think in this whole rebuilding, if you will, of getting a strengthening of the foundation, that comes in incredibly handy to have this wonderful loyal crew behind you.
Well, it does, and Elizabeth is exactly, you know, the epitome of that. The people come back year after year to see how the actors are growing and shifting and changing, and it's one of the things that makes our work unique. When we really hit it, it's because there's such trust on stage because the actors have known each other for so many years. They support each other in the work, and that really does make a difference.
Well, Elizabeth, of course, everybody's in love with you. Everybody has been for years.
What?
Yeah. But and you
more,
play,
well, give me more.
And you play this you play this dual role. You're both a wonderful actress. You do one-woman shows, and at the same time, you have to be the front person for the Shakespeare and Company. How do you balance that?
Well, you know, I am very good at multitasking. I will say that,
yes,
and many women are. I was going to say most women are, but it's something that I thrive in, and it's a company that I so believe in, and I get jazzed. I mean, what is this? It's such a great story. So I'm speaking firsthand a lot of the times to members of the press and the media and the community.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so I have. I've just come off the stage, for instance, rehearsing with fabulous actors who I've known for many, many years, Jason Asprey, Josh McCabe, and newcomer Kate Abruzzese in Parasite Drag, for instance. And Tony was just talking about that trust that you have and over the years of working with people. And it is such a delight, Ellen, to go to rehearsal or to be in the performance every night. And that feeds my artistic soul, and then working with Tony and seeing what he brings to the table and on stage, and all these fantastic people that he keeps bringing back to the company. You know, Richard Dreyfuss was here back in the 80s, for instance. Olympia was here 12 years ago. So it's this family keeps building, this momentum keeps building, and it has been an absolute joy, and I'm so lucky. I'm so lucky to be
here. So what should we know about the rest of the summer?
Well, there's so many things coming up. I'm right now in the middle of rehearsals with Olympia Dukakis and her brother Apollo, which is it's just so wonderful to go into the room and see this incredible brother and sister, this family of artists that are in the room. It's so amazing.
And, of course, Tony's talking about The Tempest that he's in rehearsals for.
Yes, absolutely, which is going to be opening soon. And we have a brand new play coming up yet still, Satchmo at the Waldorf, which by Terry Teachout, and with John Douglas Thompson. And so we have an array of new work, actually world premieres in Cassandra Speaks. Parasite Drag is a new play, as well as Satchmo at the Waldorf, which we're very excited about.
Mm-hmm. The Tale of the Allergist's Wife, which Tony also directed. Very, very funny play with a fabulous longtime actor of the company, Annette Miller, and, of course, Malcolm Ingram. And then we have two new people, Jan Neuberger and Joan Coombs.
Joan Coombs.
Do the Shakespeare, the guys who study Shakespeare in college, do they ever get mad that you do these other things?
Well, actually, it's really interesting because sometimes they get mad at us because we're not doing museum pieces. Right. You know, they want us to stay absolutely true to the text and have every single word that Shakespeare, wrote on stage there and do it and double it in tights. And it's like it just doesn't work that way. I mean, he wrote new plays. He wrote exciting adventure stories, for his time in modern dress, which he did. And so today we take those stories and, we bring them into and make them accessible to our audiences today, like we did with last year with As You Like It, which was a wonderful show that was set in Paris in the 20s. So we try to take it and use it and not be just play with it in a way that tells the story we want to tell and not worry about what, somebody's going to say.
How are you doing that with The Tempest?
The Tempest is set in around 1940 and set in the Mediterranean as Shakespeare sets it. But I wanted there to be a sense of romance about it, a time when before World War II, there was anticipation of something to come. And so that realistically, when they all head back to Italy, you know, and she's going to become the Duchess of Milan, that they don't really have any idea about what's to come, that the story is as it is. So it is in modern dress. There's terrific music by Scott Killian, and it'll be an exciting show for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to point out, too, that, you know, along the lines of doing new works and contemporary plays and Shakespeare, we also have Endurance, which is also a fantastic piece of work, and it parallels Shackleton's, the Arctic mm-hmm, Explorer's right. story with a contemporary business office in Hartford. It is physical theater at its best. It is fantastic. It only runs for one more week, Endurance. And then Dibble Dance, founding member Susan Dibble uses company actors and longtime dancers to create a unique piece celebrating Shakespeare and Company's 35th. And that actually opens tonight. And it's
tonight and
next Friday night only. And it is absolutely beautiful. Moving, moving piece.
And so, how fun is it to say Dibble Dance?
Let's
face it.
Well,
that's
Joe, right that's my warm-up before I Dibble Dance.
But it is it's true. We got all kinds of things, and we're looking for our author series, new
this
play
Sunday
series.
We have,
so we're really trying to, you know, as you said, Alan, we're trying to let people know that Shakespeare and Company is there on so many levels.
There is a lot to keep track of if you want to, and you do. Keep track of all the goings-on at Shakespeare and Company. All you have to do is visit Shakespeare.org. Shakespeare.org, one of the best URLs ever. Shakespeare.org. Tony, Elizabeth, great to see you as always. We wish you a blessed season. And just hope you
thank
have
you, guys.
Time.
I hope
thank
you come
you.
And see
you.
Us. Better
wait.
See my show. You're in big trouble.
Okay, all right. I will. I promise. You're listening to The Roundtables, live broadcast from Tanglewood on WAMC.